Ms. Boland. Patient's name is Margaret Boland, B-O-W-L-A-N-D, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 11/5/1936. Date of service. Yes. 2/26/2025. Ms. Boland is a very pleasant 88-year-old female with who was recently at Wellbridge after she suffered an acute ischemic stroke with residual expressive aphasia. She had history of factor V Leiden deficiency with history of DVT on Eliquis, history of chronic renal failure, history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism, who was sent to the hospital because of mental status changes and worsening aphasia. She was diagnosed with COVID-19 infection. She was felt to be in delirium. She had elevated troponin. Patient was treated with remdesivir with a slow improvement in her encephalopathy. She was given IV fluids with improved blood pressure. Her symptoms did improve. CT perfusion and CTA of the head and neck was negative for acute ischemia. She was being treated with heparin at the hospital. CT of the head was without any hemorrhage. Neurology did see the patient. Initially was put on aspirin, but subsequently switched back to Eliquis. Hydralazine and Lasix dosage were held as it was felt that she was somewhat dehydrated. Patient was subsequently doing better. Her mentation did improve. She was alert and oriented. She was complaining of feeling weak, but no focal deficit. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she feels tired and fatigued, but otherwise has been feeling well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medications, see previous HMP / chart. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, acute metabolic encephalopathy with delirium resolved. Next, mild cognitive impairment. Next, history of multifocal atrial tachycardia, next history of atrial fibrillation with next history of recent acute ischemic CVA with expressive aphasia, next factor V Leiden deficiency with recurrent DVT, next history of COVID-19 infection, next upper respiratory infection, next mild troponin elevation, secondary to demand ischemia, next acute on chronic thrombocytopenia, next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, next hypothyroidism, next depressive disorder, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue her current medication. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, continue other medications. and physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldridge, Eldredge, Thomas, Thomas. Date of birth is 12/31/1941. Date of service is 3/3/2025. Mr. Eldridge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He says that he is doing better. He does have some swelling of his lower extremities. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He was, he is recuperating from recent COVID-19 infection, but denies any cough, no other complaints. Does feel somewhat tired. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities 2 plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next history of CVA. Next history of recent COVID-19 infection. Next bilateral carotid stenosis. Next history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next history of CVA. Next peripheral neuropathy. Next chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic anemia, next DJD. Transplant discussion about his symptoms. He is sitting up with his feet hanging down. I've advised him that we have increased his BUMEX. He is had blood work done, which shows her kidney function to be stable. I've encouraged him to cut back on salty food. Continue other medications, keep her legs elevated, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldridge, Eldredge. Date of birth 12/31/1941. Date of service is 2/24/2025. Mr. Eldridge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was recently diagnosed with COVID-19. He denies any complaints of cough or shortness of breath. He does complains of feeling tired. He is with COVID precautions. He has been on Paxlovid. He was encouraged to drink enough. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, COVID-19 infection. Next history of chronic renal failure. Next history of congestive heart failure. Next history of CVA. Next history of bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next peripheral neuropathy. Next DJD.
Next, hypertension, next hypolipidemia. Treat him friend, discuss the patient about his symptoms. I've encouraged him to continue with the Paxlovid, encourage him to drink enough fluids. We'll continue with other medications. We'll repeat his labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. He will be on precautions. COVID-19 precautions. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Susan Fell, F-E-L-L, Susan, S-U-S-A-N, date of birth is 8/26/1952, date of service is 2/25. Date of service is 2/25/2025. Miss Fell is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing somewhat better. She is trying to eat better. She denies any complaints of pain. She complains of feeling tired and fatigue. Feels that she has improved from before, denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized deconditioning, next acute on chronic respiratory failure, next metabolic encephalopathy improved, next history of rectal bleeding, next history of metastatic colon cancer, next moderate aortic stenosis, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next peripheral neuropathy, next history of pulmonary embolism, next history of chronic atrial fibrillation, next anxiety slight depression, next sacral pressure injury, next DJD, next morbid obesity. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll continue current medications. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Fernando Gianandrea, G-I-A-N-N-A-N-D-R-E-A, Fernando, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-O. Date of birth is 1/13/1947. Date of service is 3/4/2025. Mr. Gianandrea is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's sitting up in his chair. He says that he's doing much better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He states that he's working with therapy. He's walking. He's planning to go home with his wife. He denies any other complaints. Has been eating well and drinking enough fluids. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, acute on chronic congestive heart failure. Improved. Next, history of non-ST elevation MI. Next, history of influenza A. Next, giant cell arthritis. Next, COPD exacerbation. Next, hyponatremia. Next, history of aortic stenosis. Status post TAVR. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. He is working with therapy. Clinically has much improved. Will continue current medications. his prednisone is being slowly tapered. We'll continue the same. We'll monitor his sugars. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Douglas Lebeau, L-E-B-E-A-U, Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S. Date of birth is 7-19-1955. Date of service is 3-3-2025. Mr. Lebeau is a very pleasant 69-year-old male with history of rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, history of normal pressure hydrocephalus, status post-VP shunt, history of sleep apnea on CPAP, history of cognitive impairment, who had a fall initially but was doing better, was subsequently fell again, was brought to the emergency room, was found to have an avulsion fracture of his right patella with right knee hematoma and quadriceps tendon rupture. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. He went for right quadriceps tendon repair. He was weight-bearing as tolerated. He had a T-scope brace locked in extension. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he states that he is doing better. He is not in that much pain. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. He does have some swelling around his legs, but has been stable. No other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for normal pressure hydrocephalus, next anxiety disorder, next arthritis, next depression, next hyperlipidemia, next mild cognitive impairment, next hypertension, next sleep apnea. Past surgical history has been significant for VP shunt, next vasectomy, next colonoscopy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, denies any history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does have some memory deficits, history of normal pressure hydrocephalus, status post VP shunt. No history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of falls, status post right patellar fracture and right quadriceps tendon rupture. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in the HR, HENT examination was normal, pupils wrinkled round and reactive to light, extranuclear movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1. Right patellar avulsion fracture, next right knee hematoma, next right quadriceps tendon rupture, status post surgery, with T-scope brace, weight bearing. History of hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of rheumatoid arthritis, next depression, next sleep apnea, next history of mild cognitive impairment. Treatment plan: patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to drink enough fluids, eat better, will monitor his progress. If he has any pain, he will let us know. He has pain medications as needed. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.